This is All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty, author of The Misquotable C.S. Lewis, which is due out by April 2018. On today's show, I have Dr. Hal Poe. He's authored several books related to C.S. Lewis, but he's not here to talk about them. Instead, he's here to tell about the 2018 Inklings Weekend in Montreat. That is April the 6th through the 8th. Welcome back to All About Jack, Hal.
Thank you, William. It's good to be back with you.
Well, as mentioned, this event is for 2018, but as a listener, if you are listening to this after that event, I still encourage you to keep listening because this special weekend occurs every year, and so you can get a taste of what one of the typical events is like. Well, now, Hal, what are some of the basic details then about the Inklings Weekend? Remind us of the dates, where it will be held, and who the speakers are.
William, the Inklings Weekend in Montreat will fall April the 6th through the 8th. That's the weekend after Easter. We meet on the campus of Montreat College, high in the Smoky Mountains, near Asheville. And our speakers this year include Gavin Richardson, a medieval scholar, Rebecca Hayes, a psalm scholar from Waco, Dave Strong, a historian, who's focused on the Arthurian legends, Don King, one of the most prominent of C.S. Lewis scholars, and myself. Now, along with the speakers, we'll have a special music group, Salos, under the direction of Dr. Cody Curtis, who will be performing a musical treatment of Hebrews, the book of Hebrews.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, for a minute there, I thought you were going to say they're going to be singing in Hebrew, which would be rather interesting as well. I understand we'll be talking with him shortly. I look forward to that. With the theme being King Arthur and the Inklings, let me mention that my show notes will have a link to the book interview I recently did on that topic. But specific to your event, my listeners are familiar with Don King and yourself, because you've been on the program many times, but the other names are probably less known to them. So tell us more about Gavin Richardson, Rebecca Hayes, and Dave Strong.
Gavin Richardson is a medieval scholar. He's taught a course on the Arthur legend for many years. He earned his PhD from the University of Illinois and did some of his work at the University of Leeds in England. So he's familiar with the background, the location, the context, but he's going to bring us through the medieval tradition of the Arthur stories that Lewis would have been teaching his students about at Oxford and Cambridge University. So he'll do the literary part of how the Arthur story developed between the 11th century and the early 16th century. Now, Dave Strong is an historian who's always been fascinated about that time period when the Roman Empire was collapsing, the Roman army was retreating from outposts like Britain, and when the Germanic tribes were beginning to invade the British Isles. He took a sabbatical last year to study the historical context in which the real Arthur, and I would put that in quotes, the real Arthur, when he lived and what were the circumstances surrounding the rise of all the Arthur legends that blossomed really centuries after his death. So Dave will take us through that. He will take us to some of the sites via the miracle of modern photography and PowerPoint presentations. Bring us into that context out of which they grew. Rebecca Hayes has been the program director for the Inklings Fellowship for a number of years. She was the co-editor with me of C.S. Lewis Remembered, which is a collection of essays by Lewis's former students. We were interested in whether or not Lewis really had a big impact on education through his students, and we discovered that he had an enormous influence. His students went on to become heads of colleges in Oxford, Cambridge, and all over the United States, became the major scholars of the next generation. So Rebecca helped me do that. She is has just finished her PhD in Hebrew and Old Testament at Baylor University, working on the Psalms. She will be speaking to us on the king motif in the Psalms, which was very important in the Christian tradition that we refer to as the Return of the King. So those will be our principal speakers related to King Arthur.
Oh, very, very interesting. Well, I hope everyone else is looking forward, as I am, to hearing all those individuals speak. As well as for Friday night, I believe you said, the special musical guest is the group Solas, and Dr. Curtis is with you, and let's have him share to tell us about the group.
Well, thanks for having me on. So Solas, it's a musical group that my wife and I started in 2012, and our mission is to create artistically excellent music that is based in Scripture, that teaches people about the Bible, specifically about the gospel. And we've taken two New Testament letters so far and adapted them to music, not word-for-word renditions, but more of a poetic paraphrase. And in 2015, we took the book of Romans and put it to music, which was a lot of fun. It's just a wonderful letter. And 2 years later, just this past year, we released our Hebrews album, which goes through the entire book of Hebrews. And we have a long-term goal of setting as many New Testament epistles to music as possible. But on top of that, we write some congregational hymns for churches to use. But we're just trying to give the church good music that is rich in theology, that has some artistry about it. And we love using lots of different musical instrumentations and musical styles and offering a diversity there, therefore being able to present Scripture in a fresh and unique way.
Very interesting. I look forward to that as well. Now, as noted, this weekend begins the Friday after Easter. That's April the 6th in 2018. And it continues, typically it's around until about noon on that Sunday, which will be the 8th. But Hal, getting back to you, what details can you give us about the schedule, especially for those who maybe who have not been, as well as a little bit about the beautiful area where the retreat is held?
Well, the location is a destination. The Smoky Mountains are absolutely beautiful any time of the year, but this will be early spring. It's before the crowds come in, but the mountains are gorgeous. We begin on Friday night at 7 o'clock, and the Friday night's program will focus on the Hebrews presentation by Solas. And say a little bit more about the musical accompaniment. Tell the folks what they're going to see as well as hear in the performance, Cody.
Okay. So our music, it's a combination of singing and a variety of different instruments. So we have two main vocalists, Thomas Griffith and Kelsey Edgren, and they're fantastic singers, great musicians. And accompanying them for the entire production is about an eight-piece ensemble. We'll have piano, drums, guitar, all of those things, but we also include violins, a cello, flute and clarinet whenever we can have it, brass if we can find the players for it. So my musical approach is to combine classical instrumentation, even classical styles and writing, with more contemporary folksy sounds. And so all of these different musical styles and this instrumentation is carrying you through the whole scope of Hebrews. And so with this letter, for example, when the tone becomes serious or stern from the author of Hebrews, and the music is reflecting that and all the different moods and shades there. But it is we're singing through it again, not word for word, but it is meant to just teach you the overarching narrative of the letter.
And if your listeners would like to get a taste of what they might experience, there are a number of selections found on YouTube. And so if you look up the group's name, PSALLOS, you can find a sample of what you might expect on Friday night. So we wind up Friday night around 9 o'clock. Typically, some folks will go out for a late meal, gather and talk, some head to bed. The morning, we begin at 9 o'clock Saturday, so not too early, a more civilized beginning time. We start with morning worship. I'll be leading the worship this year. And then following that, we move into Dave Strong's presentation on Arthur, the man behind the legend. And so he'll take us through those days around the year, say 450 to 650 AD, when so much was happening in the British Isles. Then we break for coffee for half an hour. Our conversation times are very important to us. And there'll be a bookstore set up that's sponsored by Stan Shelley of Shelley and Son Rare Books in Hendersonville, North Carolina. He will always have a selection of first editions by Lewis, Tolkien, Williams, other members of the Inklings. From time to time, he'll have an autographed first edition. We have wonderful conversation around coffee over the books. Then at 11 o'clock, Gavin Richardson will present his first of two lectures on the Arthur legends in literature. And so he'll take us through all the stories that developed and were written and sung and recited from the late 11th century into the end of the medieval period in the mid-16th century. At noon, we break for lunch, and the afternoon is free. We want people to get out and about. It might mean eating lunch in Black Mountain. There are a number of wonderful restaurants there just a mile away. There are wonderful walking trails through the mountains there. Or you might drive the Blue Ridge Parkway, visit Biltmore Estate. There are art galleries and shops, antique shops and art galleries with local artists. There's the Appalachian Museum. If you're more literary, you might like to visit Thomas Wolfe's home or Carl Sandburg's home. So there's a lot to do, and you'll have 7 hours to do it. We'll start 6 hours to do it. Our dinner begins at 6. We have dinner together on Saturday night. And following dinner, a time of sharing what people have been doing. Some people will read poetry. Some will give part of a short story. There'll be some music. And just the variety of things that people are creating on their own. And this is how we try to keep the spirit of the Inklings going, to encourage one another in the work we're doing ourselves. Then Sunday morning, Don King will bring his lecture. Don is working on a biography of Warren Lewis, C.S. Lewis's brother. And so he's going to give us an update on what he's found. So his lecture will be based on Warren's life. And then following that, we'll have another half hour for coffee, and Gavin Richardson will bring his second lecture, and we'll conclude with a worship service at 11 o'clock. We end at noon and depart, and so it's a quick weekend, but we aim at refreshing and reviving people intellectually, emotionally, socially, aesthetically. So to aim at that holistic sense of well-being and spiritual renewal. So that's an overview of what you can expect from an Inklings weekend.
And I just want to add, having been to several, it is very enjoyable. I appreciate the break in the Saturday afternoon and always insightful speakers. So again, encourage people to follow the link in the show notes for registration and such, as well as the other things that were mentioned for links. We'll have those in the show notes as well. Well, now let's take a few moments for those less familiar with yourself and Don King. So give us a thumbnail sketch about yourself and Don, including you already mentioned what Don was working on. If there's anything that you want to share about yourself, feel free to do that as well.
Well, Don and I started doing this weekend back in 2001. And it's just been a great opportunity for us to meet with like-minded people. The Inklings Weekend is a self-selecting group, so automatically you know that everyone who's going to be there has things in common with people who are interested in being there. So people get together quickly. Well, John, Don and I have enjoyed our collaboration, and in case your listeners don't know all of his work, let me just read off a few of his books over the last few years. Plain to the Inward Eye, Selected Essays on C.S. Lewis. This includes a selection of essays that Don has published over the years about Lewis. Then C.S. Lewis, Poet, The Legacy of His Poetic Impulse. Don has written the definitive work on the poetry of Lewis. Mm-hmm. Then several books on two women who were very important to Lewis, Ruth Pitter, who was his love interest and poetry critic for probably a dozen years. Those books are Hunting the Unicorn, A Critical Biography of Ruth Pitter, and then the other lady in his life, Joy Davidman, whom he married. Out of My Bone, The Letters of Joy Davidman, and Yet One More Spring, A Critical Study of the Works of Joy Davidman. And he has also just recently published the Collected Poems of C.S. Lewis, a critical edition. So he edited that edition with notes. And, of course, he's writing the biography of Warren Lewis right now. So it's fun to work with Don. He's so approachable and has done so much critical work on Lewis over the course of his career. Now, my work is a little different. What I focus on is how the gospel intersects with culture. So Lewis is one aspect of what I do. I did the book with Rebecca on his former students, and then did a book on the Inklings, entitled The Inklings of Oxford, back in 2012. Done a number of essays, but what I focus on is how the gospel answers the deep questions of every culture. So my books range from literature to science and religion to higher education to Edgar Allan Poe and Poe's spiritual journey and so a range of things. Right now I'm finishing a biography of the young C.S. Lewis. That is the Lewis of middle school and high school in the United States. The Lewis after his mother died and as he went off to the war. So it's a fascinating time because this was when he was an atheist and decided to be an atheist. But it's also the time during which he developed all of his basic preferences, what he liked and what he didn't like, what kind of stories he liked. What kind of music he liked, and what it was about stories that he liked. And these were the things that inevitably became the context for his conversion. So that's been a great deal of fun to work on.
Oh, great. And for those who might not catch in passing, you were referencing the United States equivalent of the years of for Lewis's schooling years. He never went to school in the U.S. For those who are very casual Lewis people, they may not realize that. Well, now, let's see. Getting back to the Inklings weekend then in Montreat, what's the best way to learn more about it, along with details about how things are broken down in terms of cost? Is the lodging included in meals, or how is that done?
Check our website, www.inklingsfellowship.org. And we'll have a page there with information about the Inklings weekend. And you can contact me, Hal Poe, at hpoe@uu.edu.
Okay, great. And I'll have a link in the show notes to the website so people can learn about that. Now, just for a quick reference here, the lodging and meals is done on your own. It's the event itself that is the registration.
That's right. The registration fee for adults is $75, for students, $25. The registration fee includes the banquet on Saturday night.
Right, yes, it does include that one meal, so that's very good to point out. Well, now you were this event, the Inklings Fellowship, is done with the support of Montreat College and Union University. Go ahead and take a few minutes to tell more about each.
Yes, I am the Charles Colson Professor of Faith and Culture at Union University, and Union has always been very supportive of this work. Union is self-consciously a Christian institution that strives to teach and help students think from a Christian perspective. So the work of the Inklings Fellowship fits neatly with the mission of Union. And then Montreat College is also a Christian college. And Don King at one time was the dean at Montreat. And they have very generously allowed us to use their facilities and have been very supportive of what we do. And again, the mission coincides because they very intentionally seek to offer education from a Christian perspective.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap up. Hal, it's been enjoyable talking with you. We'll say our goodbyes in a minute. But before I let you go, let's go ahead and close by having you share some final thoughts for those unsure about coming that will help them to take that final step to decide to travel to North Carolina to attend the 2018 and Inklings Weekend in Montreat.
Let me just say a word to remind people about how interested Lewis and Williams and Tolkien and some of their friends, Dorothy L. Sayers and Adam Fox, were interested in King Arthur and how that legend influenced their work. Lewis dealt with it throughout The Allegory of Love, his first big, important academic work. And in That Hideous Strength, his last science fiction novel, Merlin pops up. Mm-hmm. And the Pendragon pops up. But he also is influenced by the Arthur story in Prince Caspian, where the true young king is victorious in the last battle, where the king returns at the end of time. He wrote essays about it, the English prose Mort in Essays on Mallory, 1963, the Mort d'Arthur, 1947. So he was looking at it from a number of different perspectives. Charles Williams wrote two long treatments of the Arthur stories, Taliesin through Logres, 1947.